We cut a great big one, and it'd always be that big around, some of them would. And they call it back logs.
And you just burn
and then you burn your front wood, little wood, and that old, maybe that old back stick could last all day, maybe up till the next day, and then you'd have to put another back log on.
Okay.
And it'd be the best old coal to bar, you know,
yeah,
when it'd get burned out.
And that black stuff that's in the chimney, you know, when you...
They call that soot.
Okay.
Soot in the chimney.
And when you burn, okay, there's soot, and then if you burn...
Well, of course, the soot, and then the ashes, we'd have to carry them out.
What color are the ashes?
Well, it's kind of a light color. You can see ashes where you burn out.
Are they white?
Kind of white, it's like ashes. Of course, people can burn out on the farms, you know, and burn their woods and the ashes. It's on the farm.
Okay.
I carried the ashes and put it on the garden. It's good on sweet potato rim. And then they used to, back when I was growing up, everybody made their own soap. They'd put it up in a hopper, their ashes, and run the lye off and make their soap. You never seen no soap in the stores then. Everybody made the soap. They'd run that lye off of the ashes, they call it lye. And now they buy the lye out of the store.
That stuff is strong, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it'll eat you up. And you know, you could, when you kill hogs, we'd always crack things and pieces, you know, trimmings and everything. We'd put it in the soap, make soap out of it. Crack things. And some of them wash the entrails, and I never did do that much, but I've seen a lot of people that did. They never, everything that went to waste in the killing the hog went into the soap, for soap grease. They called it soap grease. Kind of funny how they all, but we get talking sometimes now about how people call things and nickname, old funny nicknames, and the era thing. It tickles me sometimes, and my boy just died later to be a turning thing. It sounds funny to them, the way they call things now. But,
yeah.
But, they all enjoyed it, and it's half that. And then Aunt Becky Darton, you know, she does be 100 and almost, she just liked to live on being 106-year-old when she died. She didn't come in town. I'd show you the picture, but don't know where it is right now. When she had her 100th birthday, I believe it was. I've had every birthday she had, and she'd have. Because she's the oldest person in Cumberland County, and they always had her birthday. And she took pneumonia. She might have lived long and took pneumonia and got her.
Yeah.
And her hair wasn't too gray to be that old. She had a little dark hair on.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been white for about 6 or 7 years. My hair, well, of course, I wasn't some white, but I am now. When they fix my hair, they talk about, they think gray hair is pretty, but I never did like gray hair myself. I reckon people's different, but some of them just take on about my hair when I had it fixed over the big car.
Okay, now talking about, what is this, what do you call this that we're sitting on?
Couch.
Okay, you ever heard of any other word for that?
Well, I don't think they call them, they call it a living room set now. The chairs, you know, it has so much, Roger, he bought the couch. There wasn't anything in this room. And I didn't bring very much from home. I've got that little table where my phone's, it's over 100 year old, it's my son's. It's an old antique. And I wondered why you was putting a little table in for.